everyone. We're back from our break and we are ready to go with effective and defensive documentation from hiring or firing. And this is a great topic. I'm looking forward to hearing Stephen Merle. He is going to be letting us all know exactly how we can have the perfect Exhibit A should we ever be brought to trial by any naughty employees. But Stephen is a founding partner with Cornell Smith Merle Brugato. I'm sure I just butchered that one, and Burton LLP. And he represents employers throughout the United States, providing thoughtful and strategic representation. His practice includes all areas of employment litigation and consulting on issues arising from hiring through termination. And he is frequently retained to coach and counsel executives. He also has extensive experience in investigations and audits, and he works closely with boards and investors. So you've seen a lot of employee documentation throughout the years. So tell us how to do it right, Stephen. It's up to you now.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate being here today. And I've had a rough couple of weeks because about 10 days ago, one of our clients got a petition for a union recognition, and the election was today. So it's been several sleepless nights under those new rules I know people were talking about before me. And but documentation, actually, and you're going to think, all right, it's Friday afternoon, lawyers talking, defensive documentation. How interesting can that be? But really, I love this subject, and it's a subpart of one of my favorite topics to work with human resource people, lawyers, counsel, managers on, because it is so fundamentally important to what we do in labor and employment law. And so it's a really critical topic, and it gets so little play, in part because it tends to be possibly boring. But if you'll bear with me for the next 45 minutes or so, I think you'll have a better appreciation and understanding. And it's one of those skills, and it is a skill, right? Documentation, that most companies don't train supervisors or manager or their personnel on. But it is so critical to all of these matters that we get, whether it's just an internal complaint or whether we're, in trial in front of a jury. It's a big deal. So let me try to advance the screen here. We're talking about the importance of documentation. And there's a couple goals, and you're going to hear me come back to this time and again when as I'm going through this presentation. As an overlay, I want you to think of there's the human resource side of this, of how do I manage people effectively, and it's part of the basic communication. Two, there's legal requirements in that I have to have certain documentation to show that I'm complying with the law. And then three, there's strategy behind it, right? What do I want my documents to say? And as Jennifer said, Exhibit A, and so frequently I'm in a deposition or I'm in a hearing or I'm at trial, and we're all looking at exhibits, and we're all looking at employer documents. So what do we want them to say? And the important points are, one, we want to show that we followed our own policies or procedures in whatever question is before us, be it an audit with the government, or in particular, like in discrimination cases, frequently. And by the way, I'm a defense attorney and management side, so I'll say things, about the plaintiff attorneys, the agencies. And so I kind of have that management style perspective. So excuse me, I'm not slighting anybody. I'm just calling things out in the system of how they work. Frequently, plaintiff attorneys, one of the tactics is to show, right, that there's a policy or a procedure on something that we did not follow that in relation to their client, and therefore it suggests some type of discriminatory or unfair treatment. So we always want to make sure that our documentation shows that we're complying with our own policies. We want to demonstrate that it's consistent application, that we apply it the same way over and over to everybody. And obviously, there's variables that come into play. One, we want to preserve and refresh memory. And I always think, despite years going on and so forth, I will tell you, unless I pull out my receipts, I can't tell you what I had for lunch last Wednesday. If somebody said, "Steve, what'd you have for lunch Wednesday?" I'm like, I don't know. What about Wednesday before? I don't know. So, if I looked at the receipts, i.e., the documentation, I would know. Well, as we know here, agency claims and lawsuits, if somebody files a discrimination claim, they have 180 days to file. The agency looks at it for a year. We get a dismissal. It gets filed. It goes through discovery. Trial is probably 3 or 4 years out